But so, Grandpa,
with what are you working? What are your favorite tools?
Shall I begin? Gumaki now, after this residency.
Gumaki.
Yes, I don't know the word in English.
Boots, rubber boots.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very good. So I think we don't have any equipment like on our own, just Fostex FR2, the stereo recorder, very old one, and I think that's all.
And Tascam.
And Tascam HDB2. And that's all we have.
But the Tascam is actually not working now.
Yeah. So, and sometimes, or not sometimes, always we need to take something from our friends. So, I think we are not too much into technology of our things. But still, we know that we need some recorder without too much inner noise, and at least with 2 or 4 inputs, and so on and so on. We like to use the DPAs.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah, but actually, I would say that the technique or the technical side of recording is not the alpha and omega of Skupina. Like we are trying to put more attention to the process of listening, just to show to the audience that maybe not recording is important, but listening is important. Listening in general, to not only to the nature and things, but to the world as it is.
Why?
Oh, that's nice. But maybe you would like to listen more about the technique we are using or we like.
Yeah.
So we were using DPAs, the omnidirectional and also directional.
Yeah.
Yeah, omni and directional. They both are good types of microphones, I think, and. And now we are experimenting with, let's say, fake mid-side stereo thing, because we have like one directional shotgun and then like the pair of DPAs, and trying to capture it as it was like real mid-side stereo, and also working with in post-production. For post-production, we are using Pro Tools and Audition.
Sometimes Audition.
I don't know
what else, what kind of handhelds.
Why you use Pro Tools to master it a bit afterwards, or to do some post production on it?
Yeah, we use Pro Tools maybe because I use Pro Tools. I mean that I think I can tell that I'm like the guy who is doing more post production in Skupina, and so because I know this program, so we are using this, and. I think it doesn't really depend on you are using for software, because if you're plugins, you can use them in almost every software.
Yeah.
But we use Pro Tools for sometimes for some compression or dynamics in general, and for some master things like, I don't know, just the expand volume and maybe to cut some really shitty frequencies. But that's all, I think. We are trying to be like, let's say, more true than more like post-pro thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends.
Yeah. Where are you going from here? Oh no, we have to change position.